With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case.
This marks a startling reversal after Mr. Trump previously fought the plan as a growing number of Republicans supported it. Writing on social media Sunday night, the president says, quote, "We have nothing to hide," unquote. President Trump also says, quote, "It's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party," unquote.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. His comments Sunday coming one day before the UN Security Council plans to vote on a U.S.-drafted resolution, leaving the door open to possible Palestinian independence. Netanyahu has long ruled out Palestinian independence and asserted it would reward Hamas. Reports on a possible prisoner exchange deal between Ukraine and Russia.
Ukraine's president has said Kyiv is working to resume prisoner exchanges with Russia that could bring home 1,200 Ukrainian prisoners. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that many meetings and negotiations are taking place to ensure this. Rustem Umerov, Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary, said that he held consultations mediated by Turkey and the United Arab Emirates. The parties agreed to activate prisoner exchange agreements brokered in Istanbul. I'm Karen Shamas.
Federal Aviation Administration lifting all restrictions on commercial flights that had been imposed during the shutdown at 40 major airports. Agency says airlines can resume normal schedules Monday. This is SRN News. Texas will be allowed to ban drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the state can bar all, quote, sexually oriented performances if they take place in the presence of children. Texas lawmakers are not seeking to outlaw drag shows entirely. They just want to end the practice of kids watching them. State Attorney General Ken Paxton hailed the ruling, saying, quote, "I will always work to shield our children from exposure to erotic and inappropriate sexually oriented performances." Michael Harrington reporting.
17 transgender members of the Air Force suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of the early retirement pensions and benefits. The suit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed that it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without benefits. This is SRN News. Well, school crossings, far more dangerous than commonly realized, even for the adult guards. An investigation finding injuries to hundreds of school crossing guards each year, many of them at retirement age, after being hit by a vehicle, and dozens have died.
In New Jersey, state officials recognized a trend with crossing guard injuries and deaths and implemented a program focused on their safety. Justin Baker is New Jersey's Assistant State Labor Commissioner.
Even if they do everything right, it doesn't always prevent a motorist from, you know, not paying attention or being distracted.
Massachusetts has a similar endeavor, where the Department of Health conducts investigations focused on crossing guard fatalities and produces reports with recommendations for improvement. The Massachusetts Department of Labor Standards is tasked with implementing these changes.
And officials say common sense says in a school zone, slow down. More details at srnnews.com.